Are you single and preparing for a purposeful relationship? Are you married and looking for wisdom to build a stronger home? Then you're listening to Married and Singles on Believer's Creed Radio, a program designed to inspire singles, strengthen marriages, promote healthy relationships, and build homes founded on love, wisdom, faith, and understanding. With your host, Samuel Duradoye. Married and Singles. For the single, for the married. For everyone preparing for a better relationship and a stronger family. Believer's Creed Radio, faith, hope, and truth for everyday life.
Hallelujah. My name is Samuel Duradoye, and it's a privilege again to bring you to this edition of Married and Singles. Married and Singles on the Believer's Creed Radio. Hallelujah. Our edition for today, the topic is five indicators or five signs that your marriage is growing in maturity. Hallelujah. That your marriage is growing in maturity. Marriage is more than finding the right person. It is also about becoming the right kind of spouse that God has created you to be. You know, when He knew that a time will come in your life, you will find a spouse, you'll form a couple with a spouse, becoming married people. Hallelujah. Every couple wants a happy home, but a healthy marriage is not built simply on romance or beautiful wedding pictures or the absence of arguments. It is built over time, hallelujah, through patience, understanding, sacrifice, friendship, faith, and willingness to grow together. Willingness by couples to grow together. Hallelujah. So, how can you say that a marriage is becoming mature? How can you, you know, what are the indicators for you to evaluate that, no, this marriage is indeed becoming mature over time? Hallelujah. God expects a marriage to mature over time. So we'll be looking at five encouraging signs. We'll be looking at five encouraging signs. And one of the very first signs we'll be looking at today is you no longer expect your spouse to be perfect. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You no longer expect your spouse to be perfect. The moment as a spouse, you know, in an instituted Christian marriage, you no longer, you know, expect perfection from your spouse. You know, at the end of the day, it's a clear indicator that you know, your marriage is maturing. Hallelujah. That your marriage is maturing. One of the biggest signs of maturity in a Christian marriage is learning to love a real person rather than an imaginary one. Hallelujah. You know, expectations are always high before we get married. Before we get married, people are having imaginary kind of views about the kind of husband they want, about the kind of wife they want. Before marriage, it is easy to create a picture of the perfect husband or the perfect wife. Someone who always understands you, enjoys everything you enjoy, handles every responsibility exactly as you would, and never does anything that irritates you. Of course, this is the imaginary view that people want when they want to come into marriage. But marriage introduces us to reality. Hallelujah. There's difference between being imaginary and coming now into the very act of marriage. Hallelujah. You know, so marriage brings us into the reality, into the nitty-gritty of what it takes for a man and a woman to truly live together happily. Hallelujah. Your spouse has strengths, weaknesses, habits, personality traits that may be different from yours. Of course, it's a reality we need to accept that your spouse have all of these ingredients that are quite different from your own. A matured marriage does not mean ignoring serious problems. You know, serious problems must be ironed out. Hallelujah. Serious problems, you know. And most times, you know, do you know how these serious problems are known? They are known when they go against the biblical principles of marriage. Hallelujah. God's principles for marriage. Hallelujah. When we see those signs, we know that those signs are serious. Are serious because they negate biblical principles or God's entrenched principles for a Christian marriage. Hallelujah. It means learning differences between something that genuinely needs to be addressed and an ordinary human imperfection that requires patience. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, there are imperfections in we human beings, that we can accommodate. Hallelujah. You know, that is the area where you no longer expect perfection. That you can tolerate, you can grow with it, you can mature with it. Hallelujah. And it requires patience for such maturity, for such perfection to be attained. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Instead of constantly asking, why can't you be more like this? Matured couples learn to ask, how can we work together with the differences God has given us? That is the question most matured couples want to ask. You know, not you must be like this, you must tow my line of attitude, my line of character. No, but we ask this fundamental question that how can we work together, you know, with our differences so that everything can grow into perfection, everything can grow into God's purpose. Hallelujah. That is a part of loving one another with patience and kindness. You know, if we want to truly overcome our individual imperfections as spouses in our marriages, of course we must begin to love one another with patience and kindness. Hallelujah. You know, Ephesians 1 Corinthians 1:13 from verse 4 to 5 made us understand that love is patient. Is patient and kind, and that love does not envy or boast. You know, that love, it is not arrogant or pride. Hallelujah. That's 1 Corinthians 13, 4 to 5. Hallelujah. Why Ephesians 4:2 made us understand that he says, be completely humble and gentle, be patient, bearing with one another in love. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, the moment we no longer, you know, see faults, we no longer see mistakes, you know, but then we grow with them into perfection, we correct ourselves, we try in love and in patience, we correct ourselves in love and in patience, and we don't nag over our, you know, imperfections and our, you know, areas of differences. By the time we stop, you know, correcting ourselves with nagging or with quarreling or with an awesome kind of environment in our marriages, and we start entertaining our levels of imperfections and frailties, and we start correcting ourselves, it shows that that marriage is going or growing into maturity. Hallelujah. The number two indicator that we need to look out for, you know, in order for us to know a marriage that is growing into maturity, is that you stop measuring your marriage against other couples. Hallelujah. You stop evaluating your marriage based on other couples' marriage. Hallelujah. And social media can make this particularly very difficult. Hallelujah. You see a couple on social media having a vacation, they post on social media, and you start envying. Oh no, this is how I want my marriage to be. Let's go on vacation, let's do this, let's do that. You start, you know, measuring your own marriage based on other couples' marriage. you know, is an indicator, a very clear indicator that that marriage is not growing into maturity. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. You see another couple, of course, traveling together, laughing together, celebrating anniversaries, or posting beautiful photographs, and suddenly your own marriage seems less exciting, and you start making comparison. You start using that as, you know, a criteria to measure and evaluate your own marriage. No, you know, these marriages are individualized. Hallelujah. Marriages are individualized. They reflect the lines that couples have defined for themselves. Your own line of definition and another person's line of definition may not come together, may not agree, may not come in congruence. Hallelujah. You know, hallelujah. But you start comparing your everyday reality with someone else's carefully selected moments, you are getting it wrong. The moment you start comparing your own everyday reality with someone else's carefully selected moment, hallelujah, it is a wrong measurement. You don't know the complete story behind another couple's door. You may not know. But what you see outwardly shouldn't give you a sense of evaluation and start comparing your own marriage with another couple. A mature husband and wife understand that their marriage has its own journey. You need to realize that you just started your own journey. You've just started your own journey. Hallelujah. They stop asking, why aren't we like them? And stop asking. And start asking, what does our marriage need? What does our marriage need? You stop asking, why is it that our marriage is not like couple A? But you start asking, what do your marriage need? Communication is vital. I think we'll get there. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, in in Galatians 6:4, Galatians 6:4 made us understand that each one should test their own actions. Then they can take pride in themselves alone. This is Galatians 6:4. Without comparing themselves to someone else. Galatians 6:4 made us understand that each couple should test their own actions. Then they can take pride in themselves alone. Hallelujah. Without comparing themselves to someone else. You don't have to compare yourself to someone else. A marriage that is in that measure of comparison, evaluation, looking at other people's own to evaluate your own, shows it's a clear sign, a clear indication that that marriage is not maturing at all. It's not maturing at all. 2 Corinthians 10:12. He says, for we dare not class ourselves or compare ourselves with those who commend themselves. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So your assignment is not to reproduce someone else's marriage. Your assignment is to faithfully build yours. Hallelujah. I want to believe that God is teaching us a lesson today on our today's edition of Married and Singles. Of course, we are looking at 5 indicators to show that your marriage is maturing. And of course, the first indicator we looked at is that, you no longer expect perfection, you know, from your spouse, you know, but you grow in your imperfection into perfection. Hallelujah. In your frailties and mistakes, you grow in them into perfection, in love and with tolerance. Of course, the second one is that you stop measuring your marriage against others, other couples. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Of course, the third one is you deliberately make your home for each other. Hallelujah. You create the ambience for your marriage as couples. You don't allow someone else's to define the environment of your marriage. You must deliberately make room for each other. I beg your pardon. You must deliberately make room for each other. hallelujah, create room for each other. A marriage can slowly become distant without either spouse deliberately choosing distance. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You can experience distance without deliberately creating distance among yourselves. Hallelujah. What is this telling us? What is this telling us under you deliberately make room for each other? He says that work becomes demanding, school activities fill the calendar, church responsibilities increase, children need attention, phones constantly demand our attention, and before long, husband and wife are living in the same house but hardly connected. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, that is when we say that distance can slowly start encroaching into a Christian marriage, into your marriage, you know, without couples deliberately choosing such distance. You know, your phones, school runs, filling your calendar, church activities, giving children attention. Of course, all of these, if they are the priority, if you make them a priority, rather than deliberately making room for one another, I tell you, that marriage is a clear indicator that, you know, distance is slowly creeping into that marriage without couples deliberately choosing to be at distance. Hallelujah. So we must not allow all of this, you know, to take room in our lives as couples, but rather we must be deliberate about making room for one another as spouses. It doesn't always have to be an expensive dinner or a weekend away. Sometimes it is simply sitting together after the children have gone to bed, you know, taking a walk, having a conversation, or praying together. You know, these are things that can create room, deliberately create room for couples in their marriages. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Less expensive dinner, having a weekend away from home, you know, sometimes simply sitting together after the children have gone to school, or taking a walk, you know, having a conversation, or a prayer together. All of this can create deliberate room for couples, you know, to interrelate. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The important thing is intentional connection. What is important, what is of necessity here, is that we must be intentional in creating connection, connection between ourselves as couples, between ourselves as couples. Hallelujah. Ephesians 5 from 15 to 16 says, be very careful then, how you live, not as unwise, but as wise, making the most of your opportunity, because the days are evil. In an era where, you know, people have gotten obsessed with their work, in an era where people got obsessed with friends, you know, in an era where a lot of activities are, you know, really, really taking our time, and making us not to create room, deliberate room for one another, is a clear sign that there is no maturity. So the scripture in Ephesians 5, 15 to 16 is making us understand that because the days are evil, we should not be unwise, but we should be relate as wise people, you know, making the most of every opportunity that comes our way, for us to do what? For us to build our marriages into maturity. Of course, Ecclesiastes 4:9 says, Ecclesiastes 4:9 made us understand that two are better than one because they have a good return of their labor. Hallelujah. Two heads are better than one because they have a good return of their labor. When you were a bachelor, when you were a spinster, at times you go through some things that you just feel that you can't relate with anybody. You know, you can't relate with anybody, and most times it is difficult for you to, you know, to get wise counsel. But now that you are now a couple, you can share all of those moments together. By so doing, you deliberately create room for one another. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If your marriage matters, give it space on your calendar. As a Christian couple, if you truly believe that your marriage is everything to you, your children are everything to you, your spouse is everything to you, then give it space on your calendar. We go quickly into the number four indicator to show that our marriage is what? Maturing. To show that our marriage is maturing. What is the fourth indicator? The fourth indicator says that it means that you can be different without becoming divided. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Simply shows that we can be different as couples, as spouses, yet our differences is not dividing us. Hallelujah. Yet our differences is not dividing us. Marriage does not require two people to become identical. Does not require two people to become identical. It doesn't necessarily mean that we must be identical in our choice of clothes. We must be identical in our choice of food. We must be identical in our choice of ideas. We must be identical, you know, in everything. No, that's not what marriage means. You know, this is why we are considering this fourth aspect, which shows that you can be different and yet your differences are not bringing division, you know, between you. Hallelujah. Perhaps one spouse enjoys football in an area where we have female footballers now. Hallelujah. Yeah, you know, women too are beginning to play football. Yeah, one spouse can enjoy football while the other, you know, prefers reading. One enjoys social gatherings, the other values quiet evenings. One loves traveling, the other is perfectly happy sitting at home. You know, the personality of my beloved wife. My beloved wife doesn't like traveling. I like traveling a lot, but because of the insecurity now in our nation, you know, wise counsel is telling me that I need to limit the way I travel. I travel a lot, you know, most times to buy things. Instead of buying them in Abuja, if they're cheaper somewhere else, I decide to go and buy it where it is cheaper. Hallelujah. You know, again, visiting extended families. Most times my wife will say no, she just want to take the cool and stay back at home. And then when I travel to see extended family members, I extend wishes for my wife, you know, to tell them. It doesn't necessarily mean that she must go with me, because you know, that is what she likes, you know. So we can tolerate one another in that respect. Difference does not automatically mean incompatibility. You know, you find the man can be, you know, the man can be interested in talking, the woman can be the reticent type, you know. Such differences cannot bring division. Hallelujah. These are clear signs that the marriage is what? Maturing. A mature marriage makes room for any individual interest. That's what a mature marriage does. Hallelujah. Individual interest must be entertained. Hallelujah. Why? Protecting the unity of the relationship. While we entertain individual differences, of course, we must not lose focus of what? Protecting the cross of the matter, which is the unity of the relationship. Spouses can enjoy different activities without becoming emotionally disconnected. We can practice different activities, yet we are not emotionally disconnected. Hallelujah. There is also something beautiful about allowing your spouse room for friendships, personal interest, rest, and time with God. And time with God. You know, most times my wife will ask me, what do I want to eat? There's no day she doesn't ask me what she wants to eat. And there are times too, you know, she will say, you know, honey, this is what I want to eat. And we go ahead. We go ahead with that thing she wants to eat. As a matter of fact, you know, when she tells me this is what she wants to eat, I immediately just came into it too. That, you know, I think that's what me too. I desire to eat. Because most times, she's always asking me what me I want to eat. Hallelujah. So whatever she wants to eat too, I must be interested in that thing she wants to eat. So we should not allow our differences to do what? To bring division. To bring division. Hallelujah. Ecclesiastes 4:12 made us understand that though one may be overpowered, two can defend themselves. A cord of three strands is not quickly broken. That's Ecclesiastes 4:12. While Philippians 2:4 made us understand that let each one of you look not only to his own interest. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. These are Bible principles that can truly guide us, you know, into having a healthy, healthy marriage that can spring fast into maturity. Philippians 2:4 says, let each one of you look not only to his own interest. As a husband, as a wife, don't look only to your own interest, but rather look at the interest of your spouse. Hallelujah. When you look at the interest of your spouse, it's an indicator that you are maturing, not what you want all the time. Hallelujah. Marriage is about sacrifice. Marriage is about give and take. Hallelujah. So don't allow your interest all the time, you know, to prevail, you know, and pervade, you know, the whole essence of your marriage. Philippians 2:4, we've read the A part of it. It says, let each one of you not only look into his own interest. He says, but also to the interest of others. In this sense, your spouse is your other. Your spouse is your other. So look into the interest of your spouse. Glory to God. Glory to God. The last indicator, which is the fifth, of course, we're looking at five indicators to show that your marriage is maturing. We've looked at four. We are in the last one now, which is you know that you are on the same team. Hallelujah. The moment as a spouse you know that you're on the same team with your husband or with your wife, it shows that the marriage is maturing. It simply indicates that the marriage is maturing. You know, a football team of 11, at the end of the day, if that 11 persons are playing, you know, different style of football without agreeing that no, this is the pattern we need to play, they will be defeated. They will be defeated. So also a Christian marriage, if the man and the woman are not looking at themselves to be team players, really, really critical team players with information. Hallelujah. And of course, God has given us information. God's formation is the one that works best and can make you to score many goals. Hallelujah. Can make you to score many goals. Hallelujah. So the number five indicator is that you know that you are on the same team. This may be one of the clearest signs of marital maturity. One of the clearest signs of marital maturity. When the man and the woman, they bond, they know that, look, our interests must be aggregated into one. Then they are good team players. Then it shows again that the marriage is maturing. When they are struggling, you don't disappear. When they are struggling, when there is struggle in the marriage, the spouses, they don't disappear. Hallelujah. When it looks as if there's no food, you sit down to chat away forward. You sit down to chat away forward. You don't disappear. You don't cave in. Hallelujah. When life becomes difficult, they know that they are not facing it alone. They know. The man will know that he's not facing it alone. The woman will know that she is not facing it alone. But they are facing it alone as a team. As a team. Being on the same team does not mean agreeing with every decision your spouse makes. Of course, that you're on the same team also does not necessarily mean that there must be agreement. Being on the same team does not mean agreeing with every decision with your spouse. You know, it means that even when you disagree, you approach the issue with respect rather than treating your spouse as an enemy. When there is a disagreement, of course, there must be mutual respect. There must be mutual respect, and such disagreement must be communicated with love. Must be communicated in love, hallelujah. With patience, hallelujah, and with perseverance. With perseverance, forbearing and bearing one another. Hallelujah, hallelujah. It also means protecting the marriage. You know, being a team, of course, means that you are protecting the marriage. The man must be able to speak for the woman. The woman must be able to speak for the man. Hallelujah. Come rise, come shine. You must be able to stand with each other. You must be able to stand with each other. That may sometimes require establishing healthy boundaries when relatives, friends, or other people repeatedly create conflict or disrespect between husband and wife. Hallelujah. It means that boundaries must be set for third parties. As a team, someone who is not a member of your team cannot know the formula you are using or the strategy you are using to want to win. So if you allow them to come into that team, you know, of you and your spouse, you allow them to come into it and giving you ideas, I tell you, those ideas may not make you score goals. May not make you score goals. So as a man, as a woman, as a husband, as a wife, don't allow third parties. Friends must not come into that team. That team is a team of a man and his wife. A man and his wife. Not a man and his father-in-law. Not a woman and his mother-in-law. No. Not a man and his father. Not a woman and his father. Not a man and his mom. Not a woman and his mom. But it is a team of a man and a woman. Not even with your children. Your children can't come into that team. Hallelujah. Your children cannot come into that team. The children are subset of that team. It is the team now that makes decision for the subset, who are the children. Hallelujah. So it means that third parties must not come into that team. Hallelujah. This is why it is recommended that any boundaries must be created for third party. For third party. Who are these third parties? Relatives, friends, other people who repeatedly want to create conflict or create disrespect between the husband and the wife. Genesis 2:24 says, therefore a man shall leave his father and mother and do what? And hold fast to his wife, and they shall become one flesh. Of course, Matthew 3:25 says, if a house is divided against itself, he says that house cannot stand. He says that house cannot stand. Hallelujah. I want to believe that you've noted very critically all of these five indicators that shows that your marriage is growing into maturity. A mature marriage isn't necessarily a marriage without problems. Of course, there must be problem. No matter how the maturity level has grown, there must always be issues. Hallelujah. But I tell you, the more you grow into maturity, the more the issues are better resolved. The more the issues are better resolved. It is a marriage where two people are learning how to face their problems together. They accept each other's humanity. Of course, you must know that you are human beings. And as human beings, mistakes must be made. Mistakes must be made. They stop competing with other couples. They make time for each other. They respect their differences, and above all, they stand together. They stand together. You know, that's when the team comes into it. As a team, you must stand together. Whether you are winning, you stand together. You are losing, you stand together. So perhaps the question isn't, is my marriage perfect? A better question is, are we growing? No marriage can attain perfection. I tell you, no marriage can attain perfection. Hallelujah. As we grow, as we advance in it, then we become perfect. will become perfect. There's a saying that says practice makes perfect. Because a marriage that keeps growing in love, patience, forgiveness, respect, faith, is moving in the right direction. I tell you, all these virtues, Christ-like virtues, of course. What are these Christ-like virtues we've just talked about? Love, patience, forgiveness, respect, and faith. They create, of course, they create a sense of right direction. A sense of right direction. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. They create a sense of a right direction. A mature marriage isn't necessarily a marriage without problems. I've said that earlier, you know. And the question you should be asking is, are we growing together? Not, is our marriage perfect? No. No. Because a marriage that keeps growing in love, patience, forgiveness, respect, and faith is moving in the right direction. And with Christ at the center. As a team, there's a referee, there's an official who is officiating that match, that game. Hallelujah. And who is the official? Jesus Christ is at the center. Hallelujah. There is always room for a marriage to become stronger, wiser, and more beautiful with time. Glory to God. Glory to God. I want to believe that you've been blessed. I want you to tell someone about Believer's Creed today. Tell someone about our marriage section. It's Mondays, 8 p.m. Mondays, 8 p.m. and Wednesdays, 8 p.m. and Saturdays, 8 p.m. during weekdays. That is when we air, you know, Married and Singles program on Believer's Creed Radio with Sam Durodoye. With Sam Durodoye. We look forward again to see you join us again on Wednesday. Today's Monday edition. We look forward to seeing you join us on Wednesday. And of course, Saturday at 8 p.m. weekdays. Weekdays and Saturday at weekend, 8 p.m. Tell someone today about Believer's Creed. Send our app to someone. You know, you can, of course, listen to our radio by streaming our app live, or you go to our website, believerscreed.faith, and stream our programs. You know, and as you do, I know God bless you. We have programs lined up every day. We have our program schedule. You can come to our website or from the app. There is a place where you can click and see our program schedule every day. And if you want to get notification, of course, we do send notification on our app. We want you to enable. We will not disturb your time. We will not disturb your activities. You know, those notifications will come mildly. They will always come mildly, you know, to inform you about, you know, our quality programs that we believe will do you good, such as Married and Singles. Until we see you next time, my name is Samuel Rodoy, and this is Believer's Creed Radio. Keep growing your marriage, keep advancing your marriage, and keep showing signs of maturity. God bless you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
That's another edition of Married and Singles with Samuel Durodoye on Believer's Creed Radio. Remember, healthy relationships require wisdom, communication, commitment, forgiveness, and faith. Whether you are single, married, preparing for marriage, or simply seeking to build better relationships, there is always something to learn and something to improve. Join us again for another enlightening edition of Married and Singles. Married and Singles. Building better relationships, strengthening marriages, and preparing singles for purposeful family life. Only on Believer's Creed Radio.